Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
Hello everybody, welcome to Delta FM 19.2, the LP2I's Merlus Radio. Here is Theo, your favorite presenter, and today we're going to speak and debate about robots. And so, we've got with us Nicolas and Zonglin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, in a few minutes, Nicolas is going to explain to us how does Mindstorm works. But now, Zonglin will teach us a few things about robot history. Okay, let's start few closing on time, just to make it clear. When were the robot invented, Zonglin?
The word robot was first used in 1941, and a decade later, almost every TV show spoke about or involved robot. But in fact, the first robot was made in 1961.
That a fast evolution. And what was its name?
The name of the first robot, it's called Unimate. And it was built and used in General Motors car factory.
But why had the scientists built this robot at that moment? Why had they not invented one before?
Well, because for a robot to work, we need to program it, and for that, we need a powerful computer. We also need a computer for the artificial intelligence for the robot, for it to make decisions, and computers were invented at that time.
Yes, we will see in few minutes how programming works. But could we say that robots help us for the works of our computers?
Yes, of course, it's one reason of the correction. But don't forget that the correct way, robots are computers.
Okay, let's come back to invention of robot. Who was actually the first to speak about robot? A scientist?
No, it's fact the word robota, which robot is in Slovakian, was used by a scientist fiction writer, Isaac Asimov.
Robota? And what's the origin of that word?
Well, when it was invented, meant frost lover. And in fact, Asimov used his robot in his books as electronic servants who turn on their masters when given emotions.
That's scary! Even the way you use Woo for the robots terrifies me.
Yeah, and that's incredible. And he predicted the rise of robots and the rise of all the robotic industry, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Anyway, thank you, Zonglin, for those explications. But please, stay with us. And now, a little bit of music. We have been listening X-Project intro, and now we discuss about one particular robot, the Mindstorm. Okay, Nicolas, what is Mindstorm?
A Mindstorm is Lego's customizable robot, which is used for education as well as for fun. You've certainly seen him already in a British middle school, if you ever had the chance to visit one. Because in fact, the British people study him in technology classes. It's an approximately 40 grey robot, when it has its humanoid form.
Well, that is unusual. British middle school play Legos in technology class.
Well, don't go on thinking British students play while you're certainly hardworking. The Mindstorm has the particularity to be easily programmable on a computer. The concept is simple. You build a robot with the equipment you want, and then you tell him what to do with it. Believe me, even you or any one of you listening to us right now could program it.
But what makes it so easy? How do you program the Mindstorm?
In fact, you're provided with a special software where some kind of tools are made. These are already programmed functions that you just have to choose and apply to the robot. You can then download your program on the brain of the robot, the NXT brick, and launch it. Software is made in a certain way that every complicated series of actions are possible to be created. For example, if you want your robot to repeat an action like going forward until it sees a wall, you can loop.
Didn't think that my automatics over had such a simple program. What else can it do?
Well, so it has four motors that you can use as you want for going forward as well for moving an arm. You can also plug a touch, sound, ultrasonic and light sensor. And you can make the robot to speak, show light, be an image. And so the Mindstorm can be as good or even better than humans in certain tasks.
Great. I want one of those. I'll make him do your cleaning. Zonglin, do you want to add something to hold that?
Yes, I just want to say that's a perfect experience showing the importance of robot nowadays.
Yes, and it exists since 1998. It's really interesting to see its evolution comparing to robots in general. And we shouldn't forget that the Mindstorm is extremely important for the futures of robots, because the robots depend of what we now learn on them.
Okay, well, it's time to end the discussion. Thank you for coming, Nicolas and Zonglin.
You're welcome.
It's now time for a bit of music on Delta FM 19.2.
MID, les secondes du LP2I en parlent.